With our thanks to Saturday Night Live, Kirsty Bissett, MD of Have You Heard. How are you this morning? Good morning. Kirsty? I can hear she's there. All right, we're going to try and get Kirsty back. Give us a moment.
Breakfast with Refilo Emolato
on Cape Talk.
Kirsty, you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Ah, good morning. Yes, we hear you now. How are you this morning?
Hi. I'm well. How are you?
Excellent stuff. Okay. What the hell's an NFT? Please help us understand.
I've been sung in my head the whole day.
I know. It's a proper earworm, hey? I want to just understand. There are various ways of understanding the definition of an NFT. Take me through them all.
Okay, so by definition, a non-fungible token is a unique digital asset that cannot be duplicated or divided. So only one person can have ownership rights of any given NFT at a given time. But I think the easiest way to explain this, to actually break the term down. So if we look at the term fungible, it means to be replaceable by another identical item. So it's mutually interchangeable. So Rafil, where if you have a 100-rand bill in your hand and I have a 100-rand bill in my hand, we could swap it out without any cause for concern because right. They're identical. It doesn't matter which is which because they're exactly the same item. So in that vein, if something is non-fungible, it means there's nothing else that is interchangeable for it. It's entirely unique. So a non-fungible token is a cryptographically secured digital token that's entirely unique and unlike anything available anywhere, be it online or in the real world. But I just want to caveat that because the second I say cryptographically, people's minds go to cryptocurrency. Yes. So even though they're both kind of programmed using the same algorithm, a cryptocurrency is a fungible digital currency, meaning the owner can divide it into smaller units or trade it off or exchange it like for like. So if you have a Bitcoin and I have a Bitcoin, we can swap them out. But my NFT is entirely different to your NFT and therefore has a different value.
So that I can get comfortable with. Let's talk about the underlying determinant of that value. Right? So it's non-fungible because of this unique item, let's say, that it represents. For example, Jack Dorsey's first tweet on Twitter. For example, sometimes it's pieces of art. You know, when I think about things that have value that I would probably think are unique, I can, you know, art is something that comes to mind, a Van Gogh, for example. But at the end of the day, I have the ability to hold it and claim ownership via possession. How do I claim ownership without the possession when it comes to NFTs?
Well, when it comes to the value of NFTs, that's... If you think about art, it's kind of determined by the seller and perceived value, right? So if you put Jack Dorsey's first tweet up on a marketplace like OpenSea, for example, it has a perceived value because it was the very first thing that was put up on a network that kind of, you know, controls a lot of our lives these days. But it's very much like an artwork or anything that has perceived value today, the value is really determined by, one, the seller, what they decide to put up, but also there's a supply and demand factor here. If there's huge demand for it, obviously the value of it will increase. We talk to kind of how NFTs work. You know, a seller can upload any intangible or tangible asset onto a blockchain. So if it's an intangible asset, we can look at things like digital gifts. If it's a tangible asset, like a Picasso painting, for example, anything can be uploaded onto a blockchain. Everything's kind of given a unique signature, and it's transferable to other people on the blockchain in question. And it can only be transferred by the owner of the private key of that asset. Right. And this is how our creators of our NFTs are making their returns, by putting those assets up for sale on marketplaces and determining their price.
Kirsty, so that's interesting to me that a Picasso painting can also be put up. So actually, tangible objects as well. And how is are you saying to me that this in itself could become a form of? No, it's not a form of currency because currency is fungible, but it's a form of asset pricing, I suppose.
It's a kind of a marketplace. So if you think about how we buy and sell things on Gumtree or eBay, it's giving our creators a place to showcase their work and add value to it. Whereas before, there've been a number of barriers to these creators. So if we think about artists, they would have to go to an auction house or a gallery and deal with a curator. And those creators would be middlemen and take a massive commission out of this person's beautiful creation before it's sold on. NFTs and the marketplaces that exist are giving the creator economy, which is, you know, a whole different conversation, but giving the creator economy such a beautiful opportunity to put their work out there and enabling them to then make returns from it.
And it's huge. I mean, you're telling us about the fact that sales in, is it Q2 of this year, were $1.24 billion.
So sales in the second quarter of this year, $1.24 billion. Sales in the first quarter, $1.23 billion. And if we look at that compared to the whole of last year, which was about just under $40 million, you can see how the growth has just exploded.
What are the biggest items, Kirsty?
It's mainly art at the moment, art, music, and sport collectibles. Okay. So the NBA are currently absolutely killing the NFT game because they're selling trading cards as NFTs on marketplaces. You know, if we think about, you know, sports memorabilia, how valuable it is, imagine just owning a piece of a irreplaceable, irreplicable, collectible, you know, trading card. It's very exciting to see.
Is that possible to own a piece of it and not the whole thing?
That's determined by the seller. It can be in pieces or it can be a whole item.
So say seven of us have pieces. Who keeps the card? I really need bird in the hand. This is a problem with my. I'm struggling with this, and I don't. We're running out of time. But my issue is if I'm an art collector, to me, it's framed. It's in my house or it's in my safe. If I am a music collector, I want the masters. If I am a card collector, a trading card collector, I want the card. And it doesn't make sense to me that a person can have an NFT on the Mona Lisa, but it's sitting in the Louvre. Do you know what I'm saying?
But the beautiful thing here, I totally get you. But the beautiful thing here is that NFTs are making it also accessible. So if you want the Mona Lisa, you're going to fork out hundreds of millions of dollars for it. If we all want a piece of the Mona Lisa, we all can. And that's the premise of kind of blockchain going way back, is that it's transparency and accessibility to people who could never access this before. It's kind of it's a very inclusive concept and tech, which I love.
Can I be cynical? My final question: what's to stop me from creating an NFT for the whole of the Coca-Cola stock? Right. So there's already a value and a trading space for Coca-Cola stock in the same way that there's already an art like Sotheby's. What's to stop me from saying, okay, actually, there's an NFT that says I own the whole Coca-Cola company and I'll hand it over?
So there isn't anything stopping you, and it's kind of like,
Kirsty, this is problematic.
But it's like with anything on the internet or anything out there can be replicated. I can tweet something and you can copy paste it. I can put up what I think is an original GIF, but where did it actually originate from? So there are still, pieces of art or, pieces of branding that are being forged online. And it's kind of up to the community to police that. But that's always happened, right? But I think NFTs are taking a huge leap in starting to prevent fraud and, kind of make copyright and security more stringent.
Sure. Powerful stuff. Kirsty Bissett, thank you so much. MD of Have You Heard, giving us the insight on and the inside track on NFTs. Really grateful for your patience with me. And we'll catch up with you hopefully very soon to get to the, grade 2 level of understanding. I'm very slow on this.
Thank you.
Thanks.